Welcome to the Landscape Talk podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're actually doing our first episode here, so really excited. If you're a landscape professional and you're looking to grow your business, check out LOS. LOS is a landscape peer group, landscape operating system, helping you grow your business like with like-minded other professionals. Check them out, and that'll be good. I'm here today with Brandon. You know, we're really excited about this. We started this to share knowledge with the industry, talk about some of the things that we do, and you know, really just be transparent. Some of the things that we do well, and some of the things we just really suck it up with. But I think that's all fun, and you know, hopefully you can learn. We have some cool things with the show. One of the things we talked about was you just can't make it up. So one of the things we love, and we're really excited about this because, and I'll let Brandon talk about what it is. But one of the things that we want to do is get some of your stories about you can't make it up. So we were talking about that. What is you can't make it up?
Yeah, so you can't make it up is definitely something in regards to, like, you know, in the industry. It may be with customers. It may be with hiring or people you run into. It may be things that you see other companies doing. But it's usually just something you're just like, you look at, you shake your head, and you're just like, wow, you literally can't make that up. You couldn't write that story. It just blows your mind a little bit.
So what's a, can you think of an example just for demonstration purposes? I mean, if you're listening, you probably already have 15 things. You had it happen. We probably had it happen this morning. You probably had it happen this morning. Something that is really frequent, but is there anything that comes to mind? I have a couple of things that I can think of, but
yeah. I mean, there's definitely a ton that come to mind. Probably like one of the crazy ones over the years was a story, and I've told this a couple of times. But I met with a customer the one time, and you know, we have all kinds of different customers. We're always polite and nice. And you know, we're always trying to just fulfill their needs and do wherever we can to help them. We had this customer, I went to her home. It was a residential property, and she needed to, I came in, she was an elderly lady, and, she wanted to show me around, and she didn't move around so well. And, I get to the property, and she's like saying about going outside, and I'm like, okay, just trying to help her out. She wasn't moving around so good. And we go to walk outside, and she's leading the way, and here she is with just a long, like, shirt on and no bottom. So, unfortunately, the wind was blowing that day, and I got a sight that I didn't really want to see.
You just can't make it up.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think one of the things that I think is going to be cool about this is, you know, I want you to top that story. Like, do you have something? Can you one-up it? And one of the things, if you send us some of the content, we're going to be sharing it. Just for entertainment purposes, and you just can't make that up. I mean, you start the day out, you're thinking you're having a great day, and it just can turn really quickly, and you don't know. So you just can't make it up. You know, one of the things I think of is sometimes with crews doing things, and the one that I think is funny is that when you see a crew like trying to strap down dirt, you know, the ratchets, you just can't make it up. Somebody actually believes that, you know, a couple ratchet straps is going to keep that dirt pile, you know, on the truck with no sides.
Right.
So you just can't make it up. So if you have stories like that, your people doing things that you've seen in the industry, I would love to share. We're actually going to have a prize or award, either some gear, something that we'll do for the winner over a year, because I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm excited to see it. And we might even just do like a bracket. I was thinking, you know, March Madness is coming. I'm kind of thinking bracket. It's like, you know, nightgown takes on strapping the dirt down. Like, you know, who's the winner there, you know, for a grand champion. So I would love to get some things, you know, you submit some things and we start to build it up. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, the other thing too that we're going to be doing on this show is, you know, sharing knowledge. We want you to help grow your business, grow your profits, you know, all those type of things, improve operationally, all those things. But we're also going to be demoing equipment because, you need good equipment, and sometimes you want to know. So if you have something that you want us to demo and do like a review on it, I can think of, I have a small area at one spot that I was, I have a campsite, right? So I have a small area. So I actually got electric. So this sounds funny, if you're listening, you're like electric, we were at what was it? Expo? What was it? What's it called? It used to be GIE.
Equip Expo.
Equip. Yeah. So, and it was what happened there with the electric? I mean, it was
Yeah,
like,
they had a DeWalt. It's pretty famous, and if you're in the industry, you've probably seen it all over the internet. But DeWalt mowers, was battery operated. They had a giant fire down there, and that's like what everybody was talking about,
yeah.
like battery operated, and it caught fire and they couldn't get it out, so.
Yeah. So we're not sponsored by DeWalt, and we won't be next week. So just so that you know, we're just going to keep it real here. But the idea was, I checked out trying this out, and I was actually, impressed. I actually cut the area, and I got a small, push mower because it's a really small area, and then electric. I already had some of the batteries, so it just kind of made sense. So, we're just open to trying new things. I mean, I had my doubts with stuff. So if there's things that you want to see or try, I know we looked at like some of the commercial things, like the electric backpack blowers. At the time, they weren't, didn't seem to be good like commercially. So already we lost half of our listeners because we talked about electric in the first show. They think they were, no, but.
Yeah, we're definitely open to trying things and seeing what's out there. And I think one of the good things too, like Seth was pointing into, is like, over the years of experience, we've experienced a lot of different equipment and things. And sometimes you think, man, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And then you get it and you're using it and you're like, well, it's pretty good, but it's not as good as maybe we hoped it would be. And then down the line, through trying some other things, you find things that work better. So I think sometimes getting that feedback from a general, from a landscaper that's tried some different things and has like real life experiences can be super helpful.
Yeah, I mean, we bought a ton of things, like Brandon said, and then we end up selling it a couple years ago. And then there's things that we would say we would never sell, and we would buy them, a lot, many times over. So I think that'll be good. We'll also look to, bring on a couple of select guests here and there for different topics, just to talk about some different things and share. So I think it should be good. We want you to be able to grow your business, and we're just going to share some of the things that we're doing. So anything that we're doing, right now or things that we're focusing on, as we just got out of winter. So we're actually in the Hershey, Pennsylvania area. So we're in the Northeast. We do snow and ice management, and we're launching our spring services now. So for somebody that's doing that, is there anything that you would, recommend? And I guess I should probably say, what is your role? What do you do? If you're tuning in and listening, you might say, well, what's your role? So I think that would be helpful to say that. We're just rookies here and talking about it. So,
My role, I'm Brandon Grumbine. My role is the general manager of maintenance. So, overseeing, the maintenance, whole maintenance portfolio, I can't talk,
Portfolio,
portfolio, that we have, and making sure that, we deliver it well, handle our customers and deliver great service. So, that's what I do. I've been doing it for quite a few years now. Time flies when you're having fun, so.
I think and we'll talk about more things. We'll probably break down each one of these, but what are the three key things that we talk about? I can think about, when you started, and we kind of outlined, and we try to keep things simple. We know you're busy, you're on the go, but no matter how long things go, however many years, if whenever we get away from those core things that we focus on, we have challenges, right? So the three things, like what are they? And I think that would be probably good for today's show, just to, we'll unpack these later, but just as a reminder, as you're getting into the season and you're really busy, I think the message today would be stay balanced. But what are those three things that we found to be super successful to, to grow a business?
Yeah, so number one is sell. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Everyone should get that. You want to retain all your customers. Super important. So you're putting all that work in to sell. You want to make sure you're putting work in to retain those customers because it took a lot of work to get them. And then manage it. Make sure you're managing it appropriately, giving the customer what they need, making sure you're hitting your numbers, and the crews are being effective. So, yeah, sell, retain, manage.
So if you do those three things well, I mean that's great. That really helps your company. I always say when I'm working with people, as you know, I do coaching and have businesses, but it's getting processes behind those things, right? So, what's your process to sell? Do you follow it? What's your process to retain? Do you follow it? And what's your process to manage? Do you follow it? And if you do those things, I feel like you can have a great company and can be really good. So they're just a couple nuggets that we shared today, and we'll be doing kind of a daily landscape talk, just morning show. I'm sure we'll have some crazy things like guys strapping down dirt. If we get any more images that you don't want to think about, we'll share that as well. But share those with us. Anything else you want to share with the, today?
No, I think it's going to be a really good, talk show, and I think going over just some of the ins and outs of the industry and just talking about the stuff that sometimes people don't want to talk about, or help trying to help some of those companies out there, that might be smaller truck and trailer and want to keep growing, or maybe you have a couple crews or whatever it may be. Industry's huge; it's a massive industry, and there's so much to learn from peer to peer, so it's really good.
I've been amazed how, regardless of the size of an organization, like somebody might have, 20 plus employees, and they're still doing it, an old school way, and they're just not to get to that next level. So I think the things that we talk about, whether you are truck and trailer or you have a lot of people, if you refine your processes, again, I'm going to give a shout out to LOS, the peer group, and the Landscape Operating System. They really dive down on those things and making sure that you are have bulletproof processes so that you can grow. So if you have anything that you want to share, like you can't make it up, if there's any equipment that you want to hear or topics that you want to talk about, use this as a free resource to get some information. Like, share, comment, tag us, follow us, share it to your friends, all that good stuff. And together, hopefully we make a little bit of a impact in the industry. And maybe if we're at a show or something and you see us, say hi. We'll try to wear bright colors or something so you can find us. So have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, and see you later.
Yep.